In the coming days, contracts totaling $1.9 billion will go to a handful of American firms. Their job will be to rebuild Iraq. Critics have suggested that it's unseemly for American firms to earn a profit repairing damage inflicted by the U.S. military. And some are asking whether political favoritism is playing a role in the selection process. The Bush administration rejects the criticism and insists the process is fair. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
As British forces have been scrambling to secure Iraq's Umm Qasr port, an American company, Stevedoring Services of America, is preparing to run it. SSA got its $4.8 million contract from the U.S. Agency for International Development earlier this week. The big contracts could be awarded next week. They will cover rebuilding and improving Iraq's roads, schools, airports, hospitals, electricity, water and sewer service, and much more. Yesterday, USAID Chief Andrew Natsios told lawmakers repairs will be urgently needed, and not just because of the war. He says Saddam Hussein hasn't maintained things like sewage treatment plants.
Half of Basra has been drinking sewer water for 12 years. More than 100,000 kids in Iraq died needlessly last year.
Natsios also defended the way the contracts are being awarded. European officials have complained about their companies being shut out. Natsios says foreign companies will be eligible to bid on subcontracts, but he says the prime contracts had to go to American firms with the necessary security clearances.
There were top secret documents that our contractors had to read in order to bid on these documents.
There have also been charges of political cronyism. The companies invited to bid on the largest reconstruction contract worth up to $900 million include Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton. Vice President Dick Cheney was Halliburton's CEO between 1995 and 2000. KBR has already won a contract from the Army Corps of Engineers to put out oil fires in Iraq. Stephen Weiss of the Center for Responsive Politics points out that KBR and other companies on the shortlist, including Bechtel Group, are big campaign contributors. He says the company chosen will have its foot in the door, possibly to win even more lucrative contracts reviving Iraq's oil industry.
So you've got companies here that are bidding for a $900 million contract. That's certainly a lot of money for them now, but they're also looking ahead to the future, and they're seeing dollar signs in those contracts as well.
Bechtel's spokesman Jonathan Marshall hotly disputes accusations of war profiteering. He says Bechtel has an unmatched record of doing huge construction projects around the world.
And the thought that Bechtel would be considered for reconstruction work on the basis of campaign contributions as opposed to his record is frankly ludicrous.
Speaking to lawmakers yesterday, Andrew Natsios sought to put the controversy to rest.
We went through a careful process, and I want to just say it was career Foreign Service officers. I gave them instructions. There will be no political influence on the way in which those companies were chosen.
All of the companies on the shortlist have done work for the U.S. government before, ranging from huge military construction projects to nation-building initiatives in places like the Balkans. Former government officials say they were likely chosen not because of their political connections, but because of their track record. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.